Oh boy, it's that part of the off season, folks, where we're getting suggestions and weird trade rumors or trade suggestions. People putting up articles about certain trade possibilities or what trades they think certain teams could make. We're in that part of the off season, folks. We are.
Gotta love it, man.
It's one of the more dreaded times of the offseason.
I hate it.
There's not much to grab onto. There's no news.
It's literally take whatever you read as far as news or rumors with a grain of salt. Only believe it until it actually happens.
Yeah, but some of these suggestions are just downright ludicrous, blasphemous, questionable, and they don't make any sense whatsoever, including one. Actually, there was a few that involved the Steelers potentially trading Nick Herbig. Why would they do that? But for what they would trade Nick Herbig for is more the question I have is, you're trading Nick Herbig for a certain quarterback that wouldn't even be the starter or the future for the Steelers. So why are you trading a core piece or suggesting the Steelers trading a core piece like Nick Herbig?
An up-and-comer who hasn't even hit his prime yet for a fill-in at quarterback.
That would make no sense. I'm all for the Steelers going for essentially like a bridge or a fill-in or an experimental year with a young guy, but not at the expense of trading one of the core pieces for the defense, one of the most impact guys for the defense, ever since he was drafted out of Wisconsin, and frankly, somebody that is at the top of the list of much needed extensions. Why would they trade Nick Herbig? Now I know they have three really good outside linebackers. They have three really good edge guys. They have T.J. Watt under an awful contract. I love TJ, but that contract, $41 million a year, unless Patrick Graham can get the best out of TJ Watt and he goes on like a Kevin Green run like he did in his 30s, I don't know if he's going to be able to reach the $41 million a year worth. And you got Alex Highsmith, who's coming off a great year and frankly was probably one of our better edge rushers this season, along with Nick Herbig.
Yeah.
In fact, didn't Nick Herbig lead us in sacks?
No, that was Highsmith.
That was Highsmith?
That was Highsmith, but I believe Herbig was second. And funny enough, throughout the season, if you remember, we always questioned the usage of Nick Herbig on the defense.
Yeah.
Under Mike Tomlin and under Terrell Austin, for some reason, they always limited Nick Herbig. Or they would use Nick Herbig frequently enough in certain games, but then for the next couple of games, they weren't consistent with that.
Right.
They would always limit Herbig, but it always left us asking why. But even when Herbig got limited snap counts, even when he was limited in games, he still made the most of his reps.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, Nick Herbig in 2025 led the NFL with a 26.3% pass rush win rate.
Wow.
And totaling 7.5 sacks on the season, despite playing just 52% of the defensive snaps all season.
That's incredible. And Nick Herbig is a special player, dude. He is.
Special.
He is so explosive for his size. He is so strong for his size. It is unbelievable how quick he can get to the quarterback, how he can just get under these linemen, or how he can beat these linemen with an array of an arsenal of pass rush maneuvers and pass rush weapons. And he's just coming off his third year. He's coming off only his third season, and he is 100% been one of our best defensive players since coming in. He's been an impact guy. Like anytime he's playing or anytime he's on the field, you know Nick Herbig is going to walk away with some sort of play, some sort of impact, where that's being a great run defender, which he himself grew a lot as a run defender this season.
And it doesn't matter which side you put him on. And that's the flexibility. And the great thing about Herbig is that flexibility. You can put him wherever on the field. You can put him either at left outside, right outside, or even blitz him down the middle. The guy is just great at getting to the quarterback, at blitzing, at beating these big offensive linemen. Because if you remember, one of the reasons why he fell to the fourth round in 2023 was because he was considered undersized.
Yeah.
And people even questioned maybe he should switch to inside linebacker. No, Herbig just knows how to use his size to his advantage. And again, no matter where you put him, even if he goes up some of the best offensive linemen in the game, Those guys have struggled against Nick Herbig.
Bro, he has
That's
made,
how good Herbig is.
He's made plays on first-round caliber tackles. Like, the Nick Herbig 100% needs an extension, and these trade suggestions I'm seeing from reports, and we'll show them up here shortly, are just comical to me because the Steelers aren't trading Herbig. We're going to get into some of these reports right here, some of these articles. This one here is ESPN, and... You see it right there. Steelers look in state for potential quarterback answers. This is actually an article by Bill Barnwell. This was about a week ago. It says 2026 NFL offseason trade proposals that fit for both teams.
Okay.
And this is the one he had in mind for the Steelers. Steelers get quarterback Tanner McGee, who is their backup. Steelers get 2026 third-round pick, 2027 third-round pick. You tell me we would trade 2 third-round picks for Tanner McGee?
Okay. So here it is. So initially he put up the trade proposal where the Steelers would trade away Nick Herbig for Tanner McGee. But that got heavy criticism, so he changed it. He changed it to, okay, the Steelers keep Herbig, but they still acquire Tanner McGee and trade away a third for 2026 and a conditional third in 2027.
So he fixed it up. Is like, hey, instead of trading Herbig, why don't you just trade day two picks for the next two drafts for a backup quarterback?
Who's in the last year of his rookie contract, by the way.
No, that's also terrible.
No.
That's also terrible. What's with this Tanner McGee obsession? Like, I get he's a solid backup for Jalen Hurts.
And he is nothing more than that. He's not a starter.
No.
He's a solid backup, okay? That's all he is.
Listen to this. McGee was excellent in the 2025 preseason, going 20 of 25 for 252 yards and 2 scores.
You know who was excellent in 2025 preseason? Skylar Thompson, bro.
You know who was great in the preseason in 2023?
The guy that Tanner McGee actually replaced as the backup to Jalen Hurts.
Who couldn't replace Kenny Pickett? Generally, who couldn't replace Kenny Pickett?
The guy's a free agent, by the way. And God bless whoever picks him up.
No. We got one more article, folks. This is from Alex Ballantyne on Bleacher Report here. It says, one trend we like to see for every NFL team.
Oh, boy. This should
now,
be
feel
good.
Free to look at the article yourself. But there was a couple that I found here. One involving the Dallas Cowboys. So he says the Steelers receive a 2026 fifth-round pick, the 150th overall pick, and the Cowboys received Jalen Ramsey.
So the Steelers would save almost $20 million in cap space with not taking any dead money and getting a fifth in return for moving on from Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I don't think the Steelers are going to trade Ramsey. They could try to get some capital out of him. I mean, there's nothing guaranteed in his contract, so I don't think a team would worry about taking anything crazy.
I feel like the Steelers would try to obtain more than just a fifth if they were to move on from Ramsey.
That, or they just cut him flat out. I don't think they'd get rid of Ramsey, so I don't even know why.
No.
I don't think that would happen. Another one I saw here involved Patrick Queen to the Indianapolis Colts. So the Colts receive linebacker Patrick Queen. The Steelers receive a 2026 third-round pick. That'd be a fucking steal. I'd do that yesterday.
That would be a bargain. I would take it. I mean, we got a third for Kenny Pickett. Thanks, Philly.
But there's no way that the Colts would cough up a third-round pick with Patrick Queen being in the last year of his contract. Now, I would make this move because I think getting a third-rounder out of Patrick Queen would be great. You save 13-plus mil and get one more day-two pick. That'd be six. Yes, six. Top 100 picks. That'd be great.
That'd be excellent.
Yes, you're without a linebacker, but you could use that pick to draft the eventual linebacker, or you could use that to trade up in the draft for a potential receiver, or I know a lot of people like Sony Styles out of Ohio State, and I do too, because he's probably top 3 overall player in the entire draft. But I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think the Steelers want to get rid of Queen because linebacker's so thin. They don't want to be without the green dot. And frankly, I don't know if the Colts are going to give up this when he is in the last year of his contract.
Yeah, I don't anticipate Queen being traded. I don't.
No. But the one we really want to get to, I just figured I'd show those two because those are interesting. The one we want to get to here, the San Francisco 49ers The 49ers receive Edge, Nick Herbig, and a 2026 sixth-round pick. The Steelers receive Mac Jones, who signed a two-year contract with the 49ers last offseason.
So we trade away an up-and-coming defender and draft capital for Mac Jones,
who's in the last year of his contract and would be a bridge.
What?
I don't understand why there are trade suggestions in regards to the Steelers trading away Nick Herbig, and what we would get out of him is stupid. Like, for lack of better words, it is absolutely idiotic. Like, that makes no sense. Do we need a quarterback? Yes. Is it that desperate? No, not in my opinion. Not yet, at least. Especially not for that. Not for Tanner McGee. Not for Mac Jones. No, I'm not doing that.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't even trade Nick Herbig for Kyler Murray. No. I think that'd be worse, actually.
No.
I would not trade Nick Herbig whatsoever. That would be terrible. That shouldn't even be a thought. That shouldn't be entertained. Nick Herbig needs to remain a Steeler. I don't know why people keep putting him as potential trade candidates or a trade option. It just, that doesn't make sense for the Steelers. Like, why would they do that? Why would they trade away an up-and-coming pass rusher for what they are proposing to be bridge quarterbacks?
A fill-in. A guy that would just, you trade for a quarterback just to fill the position. It doesn't fix the position. If it's not going to fix the position, don't even bother.
I'm all for going for a bridge, but not at the expense of getting rid of Nick Herbig or any future core piece for the Steelers.
No, not at all. That'd just be ludicrous.
No.
That'd be a boneheaded move by Omar Khan and the Steelers.
And frankly, the 49ers aren't trading away Mac Jones. What he did in the absence of Brock Purdy last year is obviously enough for the 49ers to keep him around. And why wouldn't Mac Jones want to stay in that system? It's kind of giving him a little bit of a career resurgence. And seeing what Sam Darnold did, that might give Mac Jones just a little bit of confidence. But you know what? Maybe I can do that.
Yeah. And just the 49ers with the injury bug issues, I mean, like, they're going to need all the depth that they can get.
Yeah.
Let's be real there.
So, yeah. Trading away Nick Herbig, not an option.
Shouldn't even be considered, bro.
They need to extend Herbig, which also leaves a big question mark. Because they could extend Herbig, which is 100% advised. But are they going to extend Herbig and keep him limited as just a third rotational piece? Is Patrick Graham going to run a ton of three outside linebacker blitzes where they could put either one of the three guys on either side and then blitz the other interior, which has been an incredible package for us and something that Graham should absolutely adapt in his own scheme?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Watt or Highsmith are going to go yet. And I say yet because you can't limit Nick Herbig forever. You have to extend him, and he is on the verge of legitimately breaking out and being a double-digit monster of an edge rusher for you. He's that explosive. And the more playing time he gets, just imagine the amount of plays he's going to make. Like, he is so young, he's so explosive, he's so strong for his size, and he's only going to grow. And as the third edge piece, he's been dominant. But the Steelers are eventually going to have to make a decision. Who do you keep? You're going to let a young, up-and-rising guy in Herbig walk? Because he's coming to the last year of his contract for the 2026 season, right?
Yeah.
You're going to let him walk, or are you going to get rid of one of the guys you have at the edge position in Watt or Highsmith? They're not going to do it with Watt, or at least not yet, because they're going to take in an unbelievably awful dead cap hit if they trade Watt.
Well, they just extended him last offseason, so Watt's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, the opportunity to trade him would have been before extending him, but they didn't do that.
No, because they are all in. Their Super Bowl ambitions always get the best of them.
And that contract of Watt, his cap hit, $42 million the next couple years, and $41 million he's getting a year average, is not aging well. It's not, unless he comes back into that DPOY, TJ Watt. I don't see it. I hope so, obviously. Maybe Patrick Graham can bring that back out of Watt. Maybe if he moves Watt around, or if Watt is willing to move around on either side, which will open up so much unpredictability for the defense, perhaps that can happen. But the best time to trade Watt would have been before extending him, but the Steelers are never going to do that. And so they're not going to trade Watt now because they're locking his contract.
So yeah, moving on from Watt's not going to happen. Highsmith, however, again, he's coming off probably one of his best seasons as a Steeler, no doubt about it. He is coming into the second to last year of his current deal that he signed, what was it, 2022, I think it was, whatever it was, when he got that extension. His second to last year of his current deal. where he's going to have a cap hit of this year, $20
million. Yep.
And next year is going to be $21 million, to which in August he will turn 29. So he's kind of getting up there in age.
But he's coming off a great year.
A great year. There's no doubt about it. And not taking that away from him.
And I know there's injury concerns with Highsmith because, you know, it seems like he's always, every single season he's getting hurt, or during the preseason he's coming up with some sort of injury. But what he did this year was very good. He was probably our best edge rusher, honestly. 9.5 sacks. He's always been a monster in the rushing defense. If we were going to get rid of one of the three, it's Watt. And I love Watt. I appreciate him. I do. But if there is one person that they would have to trade from that position, it is Watt. Which it can't be this year because of the dead cap hit. Next year, it's a less of a cap hit, but it's still very significant. The Steelers locked themselves in a bad spot. So in that sense, you can't keep Herbig limited. They're going to have to make a decision on Herbig soon, and they're going to have to keep him. That's the only decision you make in regards to Herbig staying or going.
Now, with Herbig, I'm sure that he's happy with his role on the team. You know, he gets to work with a guy like Watt, and Watt's always been a trainer and a mentor from him, you know, because of the Wisconsin connection. And, of course, Highsmith like that. Like, he's got some great leaders and some great teachers to learn from, and that has obviously helped Herbig become the player that he is and will be down the road.
Sure.
But him remaining as the third guy, if the Steelers want to extend Herbig, is Herbig going to be willing to remain the rotational piece, to remain the third guy? Because he's got the opportunity. He's not even 25 yet. He'll be 25 next offseason.
Damn, he's young.
He's not even, he hasn't hit his prime yet. He's going to have the opportunity potentially next offseason to choose which team he desires to go to with the right, you know, the right amount that they're going to offer him. But obviously, what team's going to use him properly and give him the ability to be a starter. If the Steelers want to keep Herbig, they have to give him the chance to be a starter. I don't know if Herbig remains here if he's not going to be given that right.
I don't know, man.
It's going to be tough.
As depth, I mean, he's unbelievable depth. He's one of the best depth pieces on the team.
But I think we're at that point now that he has exceeded that role. He is
beneath him.
For all 32 teams in the NFL, he is a starter, no doubt about it.
100%.
He's a starter.
He's bonafide. A starter everywhere he goes.
He's that good.
And I view Jack Sawyer as the eventual third outside linebacker rotational guy because he himself exceeded expectations in his rookie season. He did very well with him only growing himself.
Yeah.
He may not be the athlete, or he may not be as explosive as Nick Herbig, but is he a solid edge piece? Yes. And with extra years under his belt, I think Sawyer will only continue to develop in that role. And depth is very important. We know from so many bad depth pieces at literally every position, even edge.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping Herbig's important. For the Steelers, you have Sawyer. You drafted Sawyer to continue to stack that edge group, and that came into benefit for us last year when Watt and Highsmith would get hurt or they need a rest or whatever.
Big time.
Or when Herbig would get hurt, because Herbig got hurt from time to time as well. But you got to keep Herbig. You have to extend him, and eventually you have to make a decision on who do we let go. It's not a matter of, hey, we can keep all three. You might be able to, but I think the chances of that are kind of slim, so you gotta choose one.
You got to make a sacrifice. And when it comes to the NFL, I mean, like, those are the type of moves that sucks, but you got to remember that the NFL, at the end of the day, is a business, and you got to make business decisions for potentially the betterment of your team. And that's not just for the upcoming season, but the upcoming five seasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because McCarthy's here the next five.
Exactly.
Like we are in the new stage of Steelers football, or the new era of Steelers football. Do I expect the results to change? No. But under the head coach, I guess it's a new era. But yes, TJ Watt, man, He's the guy that's got to go if they got to make a decision. I'm keeping Highsmith because of his less cap hit and because he's younger and frankly he's probably the better edge guy right now and he's willing to move around more. Herbig, I mean, we've already mentioned everything great about Herbig. You guys already know how good Herbig is. TJ Watt is on the downward trend of his career unless, of course, again, Patrick Graham can get him back to that stage, that elite stage. But we'll. I'm not getting my hopes up too much. I want it to happen because all I want is Watt to continue to put out great football and continue his Hall of Fame career and then maybe win a fucking Super Bowl somewhere. But at some point, you got to keep Herbig and you're going to have to trade one of these guys. And I don't think you should trade Highsmith. You shouldn't.
But I feel like based off the moves that the Steelers have done, because again, they extended Watt last offseason, so I don't think Watt's going anywhere. I feel like if they were to try to keep Herbig and give him the starting role, I think the expense and the sacrifice would be trading away Highsmith.
It shouldn't be, though. I'll look at it this way.
I say that just based off the moves that the Steelers have done.
I'll look at it this way. The Steelers need to extend Herbig before his contract runs out. Will they? I don't know.
Yeah, it can't come to a point where you're heading into next offseason, and then that's when the negotiations start to kick off for Nick Herbig. You can't allow that to happen.
No, you got to keep him before teams and other front offices can get into contact with his agent, and then he'll get other options, right? You got to keep him before that happens. You got to extend him to make sure that doesn't happen. However, you look at the other potential extension candidates. You got JPJ. You got Keanu Benn. You got Darnell Washington. You got Chris Boswell. He's got a lot of players to extend. Where does Nick Herbig lie in the priority list? The way I see it,
if you ask me, he's at the he's one of the top.
I agree, what I'm thinking the Steelers are looking at is, okay, we have Highsmith, we have Watt, we have Herbig all under contract for at least one more year, because Herbig coming in the last year of his contract, and Watt and Highsmith are still getting multi-million deals. They're gonna keep those three for at least one more year for the 2026 season, which is fine. At some point, one of the starting edge pieces you have now has to go. And to me, it's got to be Watt. And if they do that, let's say Herbig signs an extension, whether that's before his contract runs out or during the 2027 offseason or whatever. Let's say they sign Herbig to an extension in 2027. Then you have to make a move, because you got to pay Herbig the money to keep him and to make him the starter. But you have to get rid of somebody, whether that's Highsmith or Watt. Let's say they were to trade Watt. In 2027, if they were to trade Watt, they would suffer a $20 million cap hit in 2027 before the June 1st trade, but they would save $22
million. At that point, you just kind of swallow the pill of the $20 million dead cap hit and just save the $22 and just give that to Herbig.
Right.
You just make that decision. You just kind of just rip the Band-Aid off and just be like, this is the move that we got to do. It's the move that we got to make.
Yeah, because at that point, Watt would be, what, 30? He'd be almost 33 years old.
Yes.
That's a no-brainer in my opinion. Again, I love Watt. You just have to know. NFL is a business, and it's the rush part about it. You just have to know when to cut the cord. The Steelers, for years now, have been a victim of not knowing how to do that for so many people.
Dude, they won't even do it yet for A-Rod.
No.
They won't even do it for A-Rod, bro.
Highsmith, like Rob said, he has 2 years left in his contract. He has 2026, 2027. If they were to, because they're going to keep them for 2026. Let's advance a year later, 2027. If they wanted to keep Watt at his age of 33, or soon to be 33 in 2027, extend Herbig, but trade Highsmith, they could trade Highsmith and save $15.5 million and suffer only a $5.6 million dead cap it, which is less significant,
yes, of course,
than TJ. However,
it's more digestible.
However, it's more about the production on the field. Unless TJ Watt has another monster year and he gets back to the DPOY elite season that we hope he does based off of the money he's making, then it's worth keeping Watt. Because listen, Hayward is having himself a great his career.
Season after season after season, bro. Like, just banger seasons, banger performances. Like, he like Father Time has yet to catch up to Cam Hayward.
And as long, you know, I mean, the whole contract issues are a little bit of a headache with Hayward, but on the field, he came off arguably his best season last year in 2025.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's impossible for Watt to get back to that, because at one point I was like, Hayward, it's time to go. But Hayward, is the last 2-3 years, has put on his best football to date. So Watt can absolutely do it. He could have himself another great season, a double-digit sack season, maybe a run for DPOY.
Hey, listen, I would love nothing more than that for Watt.
And then at that point, yeah, it justifies keeping Watt. However, if he doesn't live up to that, you have to trade him to keep Herbig. At some point, Omar Khan is going to have to make a harsh decision. And yes, it all depends on production on field. It really depends on that. If Watt can get back to what he should and what he's being paid for, it justifies keeping him. Maybe Highsmith is the one to get traded. However, if it's reversed and Highsmith's putting up the numbers and Watt isn't, you got to keep Herbig. You know what you got to do.
But there is also that possibility of Herbig walking away in free agency, taking the bag, taking the offer from another team, and taking that starting role elsewhere, and the possibility of the Steelers stuck with two 30-plus-year-old pass rushers.
Can't do that. You can't do that.
I think business-wise, I think that's an awful decision to do.
You can't do that.
For a team business aspect and a business aspect and a team aspect.
You can't put yourself in that position. Thus, it would be ideal to extend Herbig before his contract runs out. And then at that point, yeah, you can have a bit more time and a bit more of a sit-down thought process of Herbig's still here. He's great depth, but that's beneath him. We got to let one of these guys go. It's just you're not going to be able to keep all three forever. You're going to have them for one more year in 2026. 2027, it's just not going to happen. You're going to have to make a harsh decision at some point. And keeping Nick Herbig is the easiest decision you can make out of all of that. Whoever you want to trade, I have my own preferences. We'll see what production is on the field. Maybe that will change. Maybe my opinion will change based off of that for the 2026 season. But one thing we all know and we can agree on is Herbig must stay.
Yeah, we should not let Herbig walk, nor should we trade away Nick Herbig. No. I think that'd be a big mistake.
No.
That would be, honestly, if they were to trade Nick Herbig this offseason, like some of the people are throwing out there, it would be one of the worst moves that Omar Khan could do all offseason. Really would. You can't let a man who's only 24, he's going to be 25 in November, so basically mid-season.
Yep.
You can't let a player that's up and coming, hasn't even hit his prime yet, trade him away for, what, a fill-in at quarterback? You can't do that.
No.
That'd be a mistake.
That'd be terrible.
That'd be an awful business decision.
That'd be terrible.
And then you lose out on one of your premier defenders. And yes, I say premier defenders because he's that damn good.
He is.
I would argue Highsmith had a great year. I'm not taking anything away from Highsmith. Highsmith came up in some big moments, some big games. But I would argue that Herbig was probably our best pass rusher last year, even in limited capacity. That's how good he is.
Sure.
I would make that argument.
No, yeah, we got to keep Herbig. That is 100%. If they wanted to trade Watt, they should have done it before they offered him the contract last year. But the Steelers are never going to do that. Art Rooney and Omar Khan were never going to do that because they always believe in the win-now mentality when they don't even realize that they don't even have the quarterback capable of doing so yet. Watt doesn't even have a playoff win under his belt. It's a shame. It is. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think he'll ever get it in Pittsburgh, which is a bigger shame.
Big time.
We'll see what the future holds for all that, but I do believe that we're going to have all three for at least one more year in 2026, which is going to be great for Patrick Graham. And I hope the Steelers enjoy it while they have it because they're not going to have it too much longer. And at some point, Omar and the Steelers, they're going to have to make the tough decisions. And I'm hoping that it's something they're already thinking about because you already know, man, it's coming up. It's going to be here very fast. I know the 2026 season is still a long way and it's going to be a long season. But before you know it, second you blink, we're going to be in 2027.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to really think, you know, far ahead. Think of, for the future and whatnot.
Right.
That's what we try to do here. You know, our thought process is a little bit differently compared to some other people, at least in my opinion. But I like to think with Omar Khan because he drafted Herbig in his first draft class. He drafted him in the fourth round, and Herbig has no doubt about it worked. He has outdone his where he was selected.
And Omar loves his homegrown guys.
He does.
Like, he loves the guys he's brought in. Like, his vision of the team and the guys that he has selected and scouted and had conversations with personally, like, that's who he wants to build his team and his roster around, which is a good thing. You notice when he first became GM, he traded away all of the funk that Colbert left him, and then he kept his guys. Like, he was like, Colbert, I worked under you for like 20-something years. I appreciate you, but we're getting rid of all this garbage. Kenny, Deontay, you know, all these guys, right? We're getting rid of them, and mm-hmm. we're going to keep my guys.
And his draft classes, man, I mean, like, that's been one of the better parts about Omar Khan as Steelers GM. His draft classes carry a lot of promise. They carry a lot of potential.
They're carrying him.
And some of those players, they can honestly be anchors for the team. Look at JPJ.
They are.
He's the anchor at number one.
They're absolutely anchors, dude. Look at the tackles. Look at Derek Harmon. Look at Keanu Benton. Look at Darnell Washington.
Yeah.
Look at Herbig. These guys are the future anchors of this team. Core pieces. Like, these are the guys you want to keep on your team whenever you get your quarterback. Because you know what they bring to the table, and you know they're only going to make that quarterback's job a lot easier. So I'm hoping Omar Khan knows what he has to do. But trading Herbig is not even part of the discussion.
No.
It's not even a thought. That is just ridiculous.
Herbig needs to remain a Steeler. And he will remain a Steeler in 2026. But afterward, he needs to be extended.
Yeah.
But he needs to be extended with the role of being a starter. Because I don't think if you extend him, I don't think he's going to want to stay if he's going to stay as a third edge piece.
He has earned that. Honestly, I'm kind of getting vibes of Joey Porter Sr. and James Harrison. Was Joey Porter Sr. still a great player by the time Harrison got his start? Yes. Yes.
And we saw the stats that he put up in Miami. He was a great player for Miami, no doubt about it. But we saw an up-and-comer in Harrison, and they made the move.
The right decision.
And they were like, you know what? We're going to go with this guy. This guy's been in the system. This guy's been an up-and-comer. Dick LeBeau sees something in him. We're going to go with this guy. And guess what Debo brought to us?
A Super Bowl.
Literally.
One of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. And years of dominance. Nick Herbig, it's kind of getting a little deja vu, only like 20 years to the year, actually.
It's just the fact that you have an up-and-comer and a guy that has earned the right to be a starter. You can't let that walk.
No.
You can't let a future young piece to your defense, to your pass rush, just walk away like that.
No.
Because of your ego or your pride or just the fact of your loyalty to Watt and Highsmith. I love Watt and Highsmith. They're a great duo, right? When Bud Dupree walked away, Highsmith stepped in. He was a young up-and-comer. They drafted him for a reason, and he's been great ever since. Highsmith's done his role. He's done great. And Watt, future Hall of Famer, one of the greatest Steelers of all time. Should no doubt about it, in my opinion, have his jersey retired when it's all said and done.
Sure.
But the NFL is a business, and you got to make sacrifices at the end of the day.
And it's one of those positions like edge. Like you look at the Steelers and what they just have a knack for. Edge is one of those positions that they have always never had an issue of finding a replacement or a future core guy, right? I mean, in the mid 2010s, they kind of had a bit of a stall there because they were in the end of the Steel Curtain 2.0 with the 08 defense and Polamalu and Taylor and all them, right? They were at the very end of that. James Harrison left for the Bengals. He retired, came back to the Steelers 2014 season, stayed around for a couple years. In that meantime, we had Jason Worlds, who retired after a very good season in 2014.
Yeah.
He retired very young. We had Jarvis Jones they drafted in the first round in 2013. He was an absolute bust, one of Colbert's biggest busts. James Harrison replaced the guy that was supposed to replace him.
Yeah.
We got Bud Dupree, who was a good first rounder. It took him a couple years to finally get there, but he wasn't here too long. TJ Watt was a home run pick for Colbert, one of his best. But it's not like edge is a issue where the Steelers struggle to find, like quarterback. Quarterback for many teams is a struggle to find, right? Unless you're the Packers. For the Steelers and edge, it's not an impossible position for them to find and fill. But to get a guy like Herbig, you don't let that walk.
No, you don't.
And the Steelers can't do that. I don't know when he gets an extension. I don't even know when the extension talks begin for anybody currently under contract. For Boswell, for Porter, for Benton, for Washington, for so many other guys, right? I don't even know when they begin. Probably after the draft, perhaps. But when those begin, Herbig should be one of the first guys brought into office. And they need to extend them for sure. We'll see what the future holds. I'm confident in 2026 we're going to have all three of those guys along with Sawyer in the edge group. But that's probably going to be the last of it. So enjoy it while it's here. And then at some point, Herbig is going to have to be the starter and play somebody. I think we know what that somebody is. But again, we never know. The 2026 season could see a resurgence for a guy like Watt or a continuation of what Alex Highsmith has been doing, which has been very good on that side opposite Watt for so many years, right? It's just one of those things. Like, it might not be a problem now, but it's going to be. And it's never too early to talk about it.
No, it's not.
Let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. How do you guys feel about Nick Herbig? Do you guys want him to stay around? If you had to make a rough decision, who would you trade?
I mean, just based off the moves, I think Highsmith would be on the chopping block. But again, you never know. I guess we'll just have to really wait and find out after the upcoming season.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this isn't anything that's going to happen now. It's not something that's going to happen today, tomorrow, at the beginning of the league year, during the draft. It's just something you have to think about and something that you have to worry about in the future for sure. Nick Herbig is a stud. We got to keep him. And with that being said, let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below, and we'll see you in the next one. Here we go, Steelers.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
Peace!